Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. No one here from the public, so we'll dispense with the public input, public comment. Entertain a motion to approve the May 12th.
Yeah, we have correspondence.
Entertain a motion to approve the May 12th board meeting minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the May 24th year-end meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the year-end treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report?
I just have one. I don't know if it's a question or comment, but we didn't get our state aid. I never got that this year.
Yep, it was supposed to be paid on May 15th.
Ah, okay.
Well, they say we're gonna get it, so hopefully we do. All right, any other questions, comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, so. Treasurer's AUD, I don't see that in here.
That's tabled, she doesn't have that on yet.
Okay, I didn't think she would, but.
Well, it's always on for May, for beginning.
Yeah, but she's usually not done till August. All right, so we have a piece of correspondence here. Thank you for your kindness and sympathy at a time when it was deeply appreciated. Thank you for the flowers. Hoppy loved this village, Gretchen and the entire Decker family. You want to look at it, we'll pass it around. All right, correspondence. No old business. New business. Last month I brought to your attention about, or we decided that we wanted to finish up that one corner that was left on Route 20.
Mm-hmm.
The corner with Grampy's. And I had mentioned that there was gonna be some additional survey work. So I've got a quote here from LaBerge just for the cost of the surveys. There's no additional charge for putting it into the plans or anything, but he has to hire a surveyor to do the survey work. So the contract amount, he's asking for an increase of $1,000 plus reimbursable expenses for the additional survey work. So I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Questions?
Well, I guess the only question I have is, so we're gonna do the engineering work before we even know if we get the grant? So what if we don't get the grant?
You have to have the engineering work to apply for the grant.
Right. Oh, it has to be included in the grant?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I have a question.
Yep.
But if we don't get the grant, then all this money that we spent on engineering...
We'll have all the plans whenever we get around
future.
To bid it. We can use them again.
Okay.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion is carried. Okay.
Okay, so that's this.
So...
Here, you have to sign this?
I put in your packets, you, last month you asked me about how much money was in the capital fund, so I put in the May, I think it's May, yeah, May bill, or May statement. It says as of June 3rd, but I think it's the May statement. I printed that off, so you can see how much money is in the capital funds. We have $51,724 in the highway equipment fund, $54,319 in the water tank fund, $8,387 in the police equipment fund, $6,028 in the streets reconstruction fund, $6,708 in the water main improvement fund, $64,602 in the buildings fund, drug seizure money, $8,871, and the pump house fund, $19,890.16. So we also added, we added money this year to, let's see, we transferred $12,000 to capital projects. You can see that on the end of the year statement, the transfers that we made. So these line items will be increased at some point down the road here once you make the transfers of monies. So.
So police equipment.
So anyway, just wanted you to see that. So Dave, you have anything for us?
I don't. We've gotten some communication from a village resident asking us to take some action against basically a neighbor landlord and a neighbor tenant, but I think it's inappropriate for us to get involved, and I think the mayor agrees with me. I didn't hear back from Craig, but I'm pretty sure it's, so I'll write her an email and tell her, you know.
Craig did say today that he agreed with you that it was more civil than anything else.
Yeah, it's nothing, yeah.
The only thing that he could pursue would be the noise violations if there was some proof.
Yeah, that's a noise. Those things are tough. They're tough. So I'm going to write her a nice email. I'll write her as nice as you can make something. No.
Right.
You know what I mean? I try and say it in a nice way, but sometimes people don't take it that way.
So a question for you is, have you been following the disbursement of the COVID funding to localities at all?
I haven't seen anything about that. I don't get, you know, I'm in the NICOM mailing list.
Yeah, so NICOM's had stuff out there.
Okay,
and I'm kind of, I've been reading it right along as it's coming in, okay? And I'm a little bit confused as to whether or not we actually have to apply for this. Because we're on the village of Nassau is on the list. Our population number is on the list. And according to what I'm reading, the Treasury Department is establishing our funding is going to be determined on a per head basis, you know, depending on the population. So I'm thinking I just wait for them to come out and say, hey, the village of Nassau is getting X amount of dollars.
That's what they did to everybody's bank account. They just sent them money.
Just sent the money. So we don't actually have to file an application to get it or nothing.
Like that we have to file some. In other words, it's not like FEMA money where we have to show, you know, 12 trees came down, we have to pick them up and clean them up and all that stuff. That's my understanding. I mean, it's just a bonanza. Because, you know, did we have that bad a year? I don't think so. I know the county didn't.
Well, we had budgeted for $45,000 in fines and forfeitures.
Yeah.
We got $2,500, you know, so we got hit hard on certain spots.
Certain items were, you know, I mean, we did, you know, try to minimize the damage along the way, and I think we did a good job. I think the board worked really hard and minimized expenses, you know, during the year, but.
Anything like there's a, I'll write to the people tomorrow and see if I get any kind of response.
Okay.
But I think it's formula driven. I mean, you're doing a nationwide thing, passing that money out. I just don't know how they, you know, I'm sure there might be some categories or something like that, but I can't, you know, I don't think we have to show them.
Well, they've established how much the towns and counties and cities are getting. But I guess if you have a population of less than like 50,000 or something, you're a non, or if you're, you know, a village or small, you know, maybe it's 5,000.
And I wonder if they look at income levels based on...
No, they're not, they're looking at the census data for 2019 and 2020, according to what I read.
With Croton on Hudson and Armonk and Scottsdale and all over the place.
Yep, and it's a per head, and everybody's going to get a flat per head rate, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
That's nice.
I just didn't want to miss out if we had to file, you know, some paperwork to get, make sure we got paid.
I haven't seen anything to that effect.
And the state's supposed to pay us within 30 days of them receiving the money.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I haven't heard they got it yet either.
Rich, you haven't heard anything at the county about that, right? I mean, there's no, in other words, there's nothing...
I haven't really been following.
But nothing's come through the county legislature about filing for anything or anything like that, so.
Yeah, I know, so this is a rather short meeting, so I just want to bring everybody up to date on a couple things, and I give everybody an opportunity just to chime in if you've got stuff going on. But, so our grant work here is progressing very well. So we've applied for our Congressman Delgado's pot of money that he gets to put, he has grant money to hand out. We were unsuccessful for that. Last week, we applied for Senator Schumer's member item grant monies and Senator Gillibrand's also monies. So we haven't heard back from those yet. We don't really expect to get anything from them. We'll be happy if we do, but we do get points when we do for the CBDG grant. We do get points for every time we submit to somebody else for money. So it's helping us on that portion of it. So we're working on getting support letters. I'm working on getting support letters from our politicians for each of these things that we're submitting for. We reached out, I had a meeting with LaBerge. LaBerge reached out to DOT and talked to them about, you know, contributing monies to put Chatham Street back together after we tear it all up. And they indicated that they might be amenable to handling all of the milling and repaving costs of putting the street back together, which could be a couple to $300,000 of the cost of the project, which is over and above grants and stuff, but, you know, part of that would cover that. So you know, we're still considering doing that. The CBDG grant is the big one. That's the one we're really going after. That's due, the applications are due the end of July. So we'll be working on that. I'll be working with LaBerge and their staff there, making sure we have all the information and things necessary to get that in. We will probably not hear if we are successful in receiving that grant until December. So this project, if we find out we're successful in December, then we'll be ready. We'll immediately go out to bid, and this will be a 2022 project. So anyway, that's, anybody have any questions on that? But that's where we're at right now. Okay.
How many other people apply for it?
It's a nationwide thing.
Oh, so you don't know what our chances are?
They said they think our chances are pretty good. I mean, you know, we're doing the income survey. You know, it's all point driven. You get so many points for this, so many points for that. And, you know, they think we can, you know, we're in pretty good shape. So we'll see what happens. I don't really have a feel for it myself. But we sure are working hard on it, I can tell you that. So I'm going to start working on, also I got, thanks Guy for the information on the borrower lending companies for the new truck. We did add the undercoating on the truck, and that raised the price up another $795, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep, so I talked to the guy that we're buying it from. The truck is expected to be delivered in September. We don't need to give him any money until September. So I think we're up to like, what, $123,000 now, off the top of my head, something like that, and change. So I'm thinking we set money aside in our budget to make that first payment, you know, and we, I think we set aside $25,000. So I think we pay the 23 and change, whatever it is, and finance $100,000 over 5 years. So is that acceptable to everybody?
How are you doing the financing, Bob? Are you putting out a bond or a note or anything like that? Are you just doing financing it directly with the seller?
Well, we didn't ask the seller for financing, but KeyBank is one of them, and there's like four companies that Guy had used when we bought the police car, had gotten quotes from. So I'm gonna go to them and request quotes of, $100,000, give us the $100,000 in September, we'll make five payments, annual payments, starting in, September 22, and,
I wonder what kind of rates you're gonna get.
I don't know, that's what we'll find out.
Well, the police cars weren't that bad, though, huh?
Yeah, the police cars were like 3%. It was pretty good.
Because I think it's the lump sum that you're paying every year.
And I'll ask them for it both ways, with one with, $20,000 plus interest per year, and one for equal payments throughout the period of the project, so. So we'll see which way, works out, make a decision on that, but I hope to have the quotes in, probably not till August meeting if we don't need the money till September, but I'm gonna start talking to those folks over the next month, because I was pretty busy with the grant stuff this month.
Is there any ambiguity about the delivery date for that truck? Because you just hear all these stories about there.
Haven't heard anything.
No microchips and, delays in the pipeline and all this kind of stuff,
Well, my understanding, the chassis and everything we have already, so the chassis is there, right? Because they held the last chassis that.
Right, we just happened to land a truck that was already
In stock.
Lots of parts of it were already in stock. There's a bunch of added stuff that supposedly Titus already has, so hopefully we'll be good. September.
Yeah, and the guy didn't, he said he didn't want, he wasn't looking for a down payment or anything, so.
Nope.
Just when we deliver it, you give me a check for, $123,000, and we're good to go.
Yeah, kind of just like the backhoe was. I just gave him a check at day of delivery.
So. All right. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up?
Two things, Bob. One, we had the sidewalk survey done. We got the part-time help, so is that something we can start working on?
Mm-hmm.
Especially those two priority areas?
Yep, and I did mention it to Pete and told him that what we were, kind of explained to him what we were looking to do. The two areas that were, in severe need of repair, to take care of those. And then, throughout the summer, then the construction season, take a street and work on a street, and, and if we, that's all we get done, we'll do another street next year, or something like that.
Oh, fixing sidewalks?
Yeah, there were, when I walked the sidewalks, there was one down.
One on Elm and one on Church.
Where the sidewalk is literally caved in. If a kid came on a skateboard or something, it would just wipe them out. And then there was one on Church where the sidewalk's cracked, and underneath it, it's undermined. There's no soil underneath. So those were the two that were really bad. The rest is cracks and rises and just trip hazard kind of things.
Right.
Which, we talked to, Rich and I talked about it, and I expressed it to Pete that, if you can remove the section and a whole piece, and rebed it, that's fine, Or if they're broken up or something, we need to re-pour them. Then, that would be, we would rather go that way, because we want to, something decent when we're done. And he was talking about, of course he'd have to see how it goes, he said, because he didn't want to bring in a truck for one frickin' thing, one slab, one panel. So, he was talking about whether to bring it in and, do a few of them and then pour them all at once, or use bags of concrete. So, but we'll figure, he can figure that out, so.
And then the other thing I have is, do we want to start talking about if we still want to try to do something this summer, fall, for the Purple Heart?
Yes, we should do that. I think we'll do it in September.
Like a fall barbecue, is like beautification gonna do? I know they used to do a chicken barbecue.
Yeah, they don't want to do any of that.
They don't want to do any of that.
Okay.
They just want to do the flowers and stuff, so. We didn't have anyone that wanted to step up and do any of the planning or anything for that stuff. so.
So we don't have an event, I just, if we had an event that we could piggyback on.
So we're not having any events?
Okay.
Unless somebody else.
Well, I would say that, you know, I would rather wait until fall for one thing. So I'm thinking September, October. So maybe we should think about, I mean, if there's no event to piggyback off of, if we're not doing, you know, the usual events that, you know, maybe we should think about doing one ourselves.
Well, the Oktoberfest is just something that's been done for years. I mean, it's just going to give it up.
Well, if there's nobody to do it, are you volunteering?
No, I don't know nothing about it. I'm just saying that's what the beautification committee and Kurt always did.
Right.
So maybe we could get him to still help out.
Well, we'll have to see, but.
The other thought is we're in October. Do we go to November and just do it as part of a Veterans Day thing?
Yeah, we could do that.
Create some new events.
Yeah. I'm just saying we probably would need a month or two if we want to like invite village residents that are Purple Heart recipients to try to track them down and get mailing out to invite them to it. That might take some time.
Yeah, we could do that. Might even be better to do it November around Veterans Day.
Name and partner with VFW.
Okay, well, we're going to need their input for probably getting the names.
Yes.
So, sounds good. Yeah, that's great. I like that. So we'll plan on that for November.
Okay, do we also want to do a proclamation for Hoppy Decker and invite the family next month?
I mean, yeah, sure. Sorry,
staple. Did he ever hold any public offices in the village?
Yep.
He did.
What did he hold? Was he a trustee?
I don't know much about him. Donna says he did.
I know he was on, him and Donna were both charter ambulance members.
Right.
You know, they've been very involved in the community their whole lives. So, yeah. Yes, you know, the answer is yes. So.
Does anybody know a lot of information? I mean, I'll pass it around and people can fill in what they know, but.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, we can, we probably should talk to Donna and Russell.
Okay.
I'll let you talk to Russell. He don't like.
No, that's okay. If you're talking to him, I'll talk to Donna.
I mean, you might want to talk to Kurt, too.
Kurt Vincent?
Vincent, you might just know.
Or does he know him well?
Well, I might know the history.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know Hoppy's. I know of the family, but I don't really know. I mean, I know him. I just don't know of his history enough to write a proclamation for him. But I will create one and fill in what I can and send it around and see what else we can get.
Okay.
And invite the family for next month.
All right. Anything else?
The beautification committee. Did you see? Did everyone see that?
What's that?
No.
The mural.
Oh yes.
That's just a rough draft.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's going to be in color, obviously, but you want to get something into. If anyone had any comments or suggestions.
Which, the side facing the ball field.
Yeah, I assume that, and maybe the front. I assume those two sides, but I'm not exactly sure. She just sent me that today, so.
Who's doing it?
One of my aunt's friend's kids is in a whole art group, and they're looking for a space to do a mural, so. She thinks we can get some press for it.
I saw it already. Missing that cell.
Do you need
I don't need that.
So do you need approval for that, or what do you need?
I just want to make sure there were no anyone was.
I think you guys already approved it last meeting.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get you a final draft and.
How'd that girl make out with the table that she was going to build?
Checkers or chess table?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was, I was working on that, but I mean, I sent her a note saying she's. Got to she's going to go through the fundraising process and then, you know, she's going to give us the information on what it's going to be and then we'll take it from there. So I haven't heard anything since I told her that, you know, we were okay with it.
Okay.
I just had two things. One is Dan, Chief Colano, gave me recommendations for signage for the Route 20 crossing of the Ahet Trail that I talked to Bob about it. We're going to go to the Hudson Greenway folks and say, you know, is this something you guys want to do? We also need to talk to the state because it's on, obviously on Route 20, so there will be some stipulation about where the signs go and the size and everything. But it seems like there's a need for additional signage or some sort of additional indication that, hey, there's a crosswalk here, you got to stop. They have been, I saw in the report, there was at least a couple of people pulled over for that. You know, I don't know if they gave them, at least one of them got a ticket. You know, it's because we've had a couple of close calls apparently. I personally haven't seen anything like that, but, you know, I don't cross it all the time, so it's not like, you know, I can be a good judge of that. So that's where we're going with that. The other thing is, and I talked to Rich about this earlier this week, I got a message from the county about the water system. Something was wrong with it last week. And I called them, and
Oh, you mean the water alarm?
I have no idea, but yeah.
There was a fault. We had a limb fall on some wires.
Okay.
And they had an outage, temporary, 3 seconds.
Okay.
And it trips the fault on the pump processor.
Right, but then we were actually out for 5 hours on our end.
Okay.
Well, it was fine. They ended up getting a hold of me, and I told them that it was fine. There was no emergencies. Our generators kick on, run the rest of the system, and it all worked fine. Pete did check it out. I got a hold of him afterwards.
I figured I would have heard something.
Yeah, there was nothing really going on. I didn't know you were on the list. I was like,
me neither. The thing that scared me is like, if I had known, you know, that I should be paying attention to that, I might have.
No, it calls me. It calls me on my telephone, on my phone.
Well, that was the other thing. It was kind of weird that I didn't get the message till Monday, and it was like, going on?
Yeah, I'm surprised Guy even got the call. He shouldn't even be on the list.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. I don't mind not being on the list.
When we listed the people, it was the water department, Bob, myself, and the water commissioner.
Right.
I'm surprised they even had your number. That's weird.
And then when I tried to follow up on it, I got the, we don't know who you're talking, what you're talking about. I'm like, well, I don't know either because I just got this message. And so I eventually called Rich and said, Rich, do you know anything about this?
So yeah. Every time there's an alarm,
our system notifies.
So we computerize the whole situation up there.
Yeah.
Every time there's an alarm. So it could be the chlorinator ran out of chlorine. The chlorinator's plugged.
The chart recorder stuck.
There was a power surge or not, you know, something. It generates a fault. And when it generates a fault, it calls all the people that are on the list. Like on my phone, it'll say, you know, Wellfield calling.
Well, only until somebody answers. Apparently you guys didn't answer, and Pete didn't answer. I was the only one that answered the call. As soon as they get someone that answers, he was funny. He was like, oh, you're the one, gotcha. I was like, what?
That's the county you're talking about.
Yeah, the county called.
But the first, the Wellfield called.
Oh, that went to Pete and Tom.
And goes to
you
me,
too.
Oh,
three people got that, and nobody answered their phones.
Well, I mean, you know, you answer the phone. It says, if you want to start a report, press 5, blah, 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 you know, like that. And I don't usually answer it because, Pete usually is the one that's supposed to answer it. But when the county calls me, then I know Pete didn't answer it.
Right.
So then I call Pete up and say, hey, what's going on? And then the last time that he did it, Pete didn't answer his phone when I called him because he was out mowing the grass.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went over the thing and reset everything. So it's no big deal, but that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when the power went out again, it happened again, and Pete got it, and he took care of it, but it was nothing.
Yeah.
We were out for like 5 hours on our end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think the well house was out.
No, the generator kicked on and took care
of it. No, I don't think the well house was out at all. Only certain places were out, like along John Street.
No, I was out.
I was out.
Do we know why?
All of it was, yeah.
All of Westbrook was out?
Yeah.
Because when I went over there, the generators weren't running, and there was lights in the pump house.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, There was a long period where we had power.
Yeah. All right.
And then it went off again because they found it, and when they were ready to make the repair, they shut everybody off. Because I was like,
six or seven, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 6 or 7 at night till like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
On the hottest night of the year. I was like, all the air conditioners were down. All right.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, going back to what Guy was talking about at the crossing there, I mean, one of the things that I noticed is the people that are crossing 20 are not using the strobes.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Right. They're not using the light thing.
You know, when I see, you know, I mean, I come up the street and I see people standing there, but if they don't push the button in the, that illuminates the strobes, they're not telling me they're interested in crossing the street.
Yeah, that was my question, because I watched that happen the other day, too. I'm like... I didn't know whether I was supposed to stop just because they're standing there.
Well, the strobes are on,
but the lights weren't flashing.
Because they're indicating to motorists that they intend to cross the street.
Right, so if they're not flashing.
So when I see the strobes there, I stop.
Right.
But if they don't illuminate the strobes and there's traffic going both ways, I keep an eye on them because I don't want to hit them. But.
Right. Oh, so I don't have to stop then?
Right.
If they're not flashing.
As soon as they push that button, those strobes immediately start.
Right, but they're
right.
not pushing
but
the button.
But they're not pushing
though.
The
I
button.
I watched it the other day. It happened
so
too. I'm like, well, what are they doing? Are they? Should I stop? Should I? I didn't know whether I was supposed to stop or not.
Yeah.
But the lights were not flashing, so they didn't push the button. And then I did stop, and I let her by, and I said to Bud, I think they're supposed to push the button.
They're supposed to push
so
the button.
So we know to stop, but we stopped anyway. But you're right.
I would
not
stop.
Everybody's going to do that.
I mean, I don't know. Legally, you're probably supposed to stop no matter what, but
yeah,
it is that hard. It's that indecision, basically,
mm-hmm.
that people have. They don't want to walk in front of a car, but you know
push
they also
the button.
So, well, I mean, and there are big signs that say push the button, but maybe
right.
that's why I want to talk to Andy about the. You know, is there something else we can do there to say, hey, push the stupid button.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So legally, we are supposed to stop either way.
It's a crosswalk.
It's a crosswalk.
Well, it is a crosswalk, but
okay.
If people are standing back on the sidewalk...
Like they're not in the crosswalk.
Yeah, and most of them do. Like, the people on the bicycles, they sit right back on the sidewalk. They're not approaching the road. They're waiting to see who's going to stop or waiting for, a clearing to go through. But if they rolled up and pushed the button, then I think people would stop and just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, how do you know somebody's, I mean, obviously it's a bike path, so it probably is more obvious that people intend to cross, but, you know, you see somebody standing on the side of the road, do you stop to see if they're across the street or, you know, but, I don't know. I think we should talk about, if you talk to Andy about that, talk to him about getting people to push the button, because I think that would really resolve a lot of this.
Yeah.
Even if we got like some sandwich board signs and put them up there for temporary, just to get people used to it.
Hmm.
I don't...
Yeah, cross safely, push the button.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Can we do like a traffic cone in the middle of the road too, or no? We can't do anything like that.
The road's kind of narrow. That's the problem.
What's that?
The road's narrow.
Yeah.
And we get wide loads that come through occasionally. You know, they just take them right out.
Don't even see the crosswalk there. It just.
Well, if it's not strobing, I didn't think I had to stop. Or you just come through the red light. You got a tractor trailer behind you. Are you supposed to stop every time you come to the crosswalk, even if there's no people there?
No.
Or
no.
Only if you see a person.
Yeah, just see a person.
I mean, that's a difficult spot. There's not a very long stretch there from when the trucks are coming through
and
the light.
You know, the law says that you have to yield to a person in the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're standing on the sidewalk, they're not in the crosswalk.
Right.
They need to indicate that they are intending to cross the street. And we've put electronic information there for them to make that plain to the motorists.
True.
And they should use it.
Well, does the rail trail have a web page or something that bikers go on? Is there like a popular site?
Well,
maybe a message could be put on a site.
Yeah.
Make sure you push the
guy's
strobe.
Guy's going to talk to Andy about that and see if he can do it. And I can join with you if you want.
Still looking for a problem that Andy Beers can't solve.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
Right.
So, anything else? All right, resolutions, refund tax ID 211.8-2-1 for $186 duplicate water payment.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. That was second. You second that, Rich?
No, you Rich.
I don't know. I couldn't tell where it came from. Okay, questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Pay bills number 1 through 23 in the amount of $41,887.46 in the general fund and $45,037.79 in the water fund.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie.
I just have one comment.
Comment? Go ahead.
The bill 20, I think it was, the wax card.
We changed it.
Okay. I just want to make sure you saw the
note. Yeah, I saw your note.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia. We are adjourned.